Hey, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the Ecom Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping seven and eight-figure brand owners build incredible businesses and amazing lives. And man, today I've been dreading this day for quite a while, but I think, and this is something that's been said for over a decade, people complaining, SEO is dead, it's dying, it's all washed up, it's not worth doing it anymore. And I have ignored them consistently for years and years and years. But when I look at my behavior over the last 6-12 months, I've completely given up on optimizing for SEO anymore. Some of you may be thinking, wow, you are about 3 years behind the curve. Fair, maybe guilty. Maybe I'm trying to, milk something that maybe there's some opportunity cost or sunk cost fallacy here. I'm trying to milk beyond its expiration date. But I know there's some people out there too. We still have a meaningful number of people. Almost 60% of people are still spending time on SEO per our most recent report. And so I want to talk about why I feel finally it's a channel that is, is just past its prime, not worth investing anymore. And yeah, it's, kind of a sad day. I love SEO. I love the free traffic. Who doesn't love just, rivers of free traffic to your site? Everyone does. But sometimes I think it's time to take a look at things and call a spade a spade. So that's what the episode's about today, full of some old SEO war stories, some stats about how many people are, actually investing in SEO, as well as its effectiveness, and maybe what comes next. So yeah, we'll get into all the messy stuff today. Real quick, once a year, we survey members of the Ecom Fuel private community, our community for seven and eight figure operators and owners, to figure out what's really happening in the industry. Not on X, not what you heard, but not theory, not hot takes, just data from 300 store owners representing $3.5 billion in revenue. Our report for this year is out, it's free, and there are findings in there that will make you rethink at least one or two things you're doing right now, I promise. You can go download it, check it out at ecommercefuel.com/blueprint to learn all the details. All right, let's get into the episode. So this episode, the genesis of it came when I was chatting in our forums at the Ecom Fuel community. And I think someone had asked, hey, how do I kick off my SEO campaign? I'm trying to, I'm struggling to get things seeing real traction. And there was a few people that weighed in, and I just jumped in and I was like, hey, I don't even use SEO anymore. I have written it off and would consider thinking kind of seriously before you spend a bunch of time and money here. And had a number of people in the forums ask me to do an episode on my thoughts behind this and why I did. So, SEO is dead has been the wolf cry moniker it's been happening for 15 years, right? I never bought it. I never used to think, I never subscribed to it. And I kind of do now. I think it's actually time to, I think the real wolf has actually come into the town after someone's pranking all the villagers for a while. And why? Here's why I think this is different. I am an SEO legacy guy. I'm not a paid traffic guy by trade who's excited about this. I'm a guy who's built every business he's ever had on organic traffic. Way back in the early days, I mentioned Rand Fishkin at the top. Some people will probably know him. He was the founder of a company called SEO Moz, and then later Moz, kind of the OG SEO in a lot of people's mind. But he actually wasn't. There was a guy before him called Andy Jenkins, and he and this guy named Brad Fallon started a company called StomperNet. And when I was getting started, they had this $800 a month subscription service to learn SEO. And this was before subscription and info products were a big thing. $800 a month. I was jobless, because I quit my job, so not quite that bad. But I was starting my company, but had zero revenue, living in a smashed apartment with three or four other roommates. $800 a month was like twice. It was like twice my rent. It was like I went out, real money I didn't have to blow. It's like I went out and rented two more apartments. Didn't know if it was going to work, but I signed up for this, for Andy Jenkins and StomperNet's course. Flew out to Atlanta for their seminar. Devoured all the videos. Listened to every single session, got one-on-one consulting with the speakers, and it paid off big time. Like, it is what allowed me to build my first business in the CB radio space, get that traffic, start the business. It worked incredibly well. And that, yeah, so I, from the beginning, I have a huge soft spot because it allowed me to take off. So a few years later, I'm running a business, another business, selling fishing products. And I had rented a cabin outside of Prescott, Arizona. This is actually where I started Ecom Fuel. And I rented this cabin along with the family up in the mountains. And I spent 2 weeks straight spending 9 hours a day writing this big ebook as a content piece to help try to promote this new brand, e-commerce fuel. I finished it on day 14, was riding high, was really proud of the work. And it ended up being a huge reason for why I was able to build momentum early on with blog and with the community. So feeling pretty, pleased with myself, sat down and logged into my e-commerce store. And normally we got, I think the number of orders we had that day was just a fraction, like 15%, 20% of what we normally got. And I was a little worried. Checked the site, site's up, everything's working. So I went to Google Analytics. And man, I remember the exact moment in the exact bed I was sitting on when I checked the traffic, and the stats were just, traffic had just fallen off a cliff, like 90% wiped out. I had used, this was the Penguin update a long time back, had used a bunch of gray hat tactics to build that traffic, and that caught up to me. It was a rough week. Rough lesson too. Shortcuts, in the SEO world come back to bite you. But why am I telling you all this? Because that did not stop me from continuing with SEO. It was, the business, 80% of the value wiped out, still thought it was a good investment. I'm telling you this to kind of anchor my position and my framework and my history across the arc of SEO to hopefully give my recommendation now a little bit more weight, given this perspective. And even Ecom Fuel is built on SEO. Like I mentioned, I gave away that book on building and picking an e-commerce niche. It was like 60 pages, 60-page PDF. Was super proud of it. Helped me build a really meaningful email list in about 6 to 12 months. I guest posted on the Shopify blog early on, which drove about 50% of the email list and the new signups. It was the channel SEO that jumpstarted Ecom Fuel, and I owe a ton to that channel. So when I say I've given up on SEO, I have no incentive to be saying that. I just think fundamentally things have changed. A couple of things here that I think will not be a surprise if you're listening and in the space. The core argument, of course, is that Google SERPs are just getting incredibly crowded out. Even a number one ranking gets buried now. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time here because I think you know this, but the top of the top above the fold, what you see on the screen, and even sometimes a double fold or even a 2.5-fold, AI overviews, ads, shopping carousels, Reddit and community threads, it used to be a number one ranking was almost a guarantee for enough traffic to build a business around with a couple of keywords that were decent volume. And now you fight tooth and nail for a top three and you still don't get very much. The math just doesn't work anymore. I look at my own organic traffic to our site. It's down probably 80 to 90% over the last 3 to 4 years, despite having great domain authority. Friends of mine who have been much more disciplined than me in terms of consistently putting out content week in and week out have also seen massive declines. One who still maybe has a little bit of hope for SEO, but pretty much doesn't look at SEO as a viable channel or a meaningful channel for him. He's focusing elsewhere. I know some SEO agencies are quietly rebranding because I think the term itself, SEO, is becoming antiquated a little bit. And even when I look at my behavior, like I used to check Google Analytics and my organic traffic stats weekly, sometimes daily. Now I don't even look at them anymore. The data stopped mattering because it was so low. And I think I actually, in preparation for this episode, I logged in to check for the first time in months, maybe 6 months. Maybe that says more about me than is healthy and good. But I would guess I'm not alone in terms of monitoring organic traffic on a regular basis. So if you look at the actual data, thank you, Andrew, for story time. Sorry you're having this SEO existential crisis, but does this actually apply to anyone else? I think it does. If you look at in 2017, organic traffic was the number one traffic source for about 48% of stores. In 2025, and this isn't SEO per se, this is just organic traffic, but I think there's a lot of overlap, of course. In 2025, it's the number one traffic source for 17% of stores. And again, that's not just SEO. SEO is a subset of that. Paid traffic went the other way. It went from being the number one traffic source for 29% of stores a decade ago to 66% of stores now saying paid is the number one traffic source for their business. Those lines crossed at about 2020 and have, been diverging ever since. And if you look at stores still doing SEO. This is one of the reasons I wanted to do this episode. I probably should have led with this. 58% of stores are still doing SEO, yet only 1 in 6 say it's their top channel. Compare that to Meta ads, where 71% of stores are doing Meta ads, and about 1 in 2 say it's their top channel. And, you know, so you have a 1 in 6 effectiveness versus a 1 in 2 effectiveness for each channel. And I think one of the things too, when you think about SEO, one of the reasons it was appealing, SEO is free, right? Like you don't have to pay for it, which is not really true. I mean, I love games and channels and arenas where you can invest a ton up front and see outsized returns in the long run. And I think that's what SEO used to be, right? Like you could spend a ton of time up front, and if you did your first 6, 12, 24 months well, you could ride that wave for years. And I did, and a lot of people did. But there's still a cost to doing that, right? I am no huge paid traffic, you know, super fan. I've kind of recently changed my thoughts about that, as if you've been listening for a while. But I do think it probably makes more sense for a lot of people to focus on Meta versus SEO. Man, that pains me. Is this me? What kind of alien has gotten into me? This is awful to say, but I think it's a serious consideration. So SEO isn't just less popular, it's dramatically less effective in terms of the number of people who are seeing results from it in terms of what they're putting into it. So, you know, the nuanced position here, I'm not telling you to completely give up on SEO. I'm telling you, and I'm not even saying that you're not going to see any benefits from SEO. I still get organic traffic. You're going to get organic traffic likely for a long time. What I am saying is that if you're suspicious that it has been a poor ROI investment for the last, I don't know, 12, 18 months, especially going into the future, you're probably not wrong. Go take a look at your organic traffic numbers. And maybe I think what I'm really doing is calling out what a lot of people are maybe wondering and saying, you know, it's time to move on. For me, do I think SEO is worthless? No. But when I look at my behavior, I'm not investing in that platform anymore. I'm not optimizing around it. Like we just released the Ecom Fuel Trends Report. Almost every other trends report I've done, I would spend a ton of time thinking about, okay, how do I do keyword? You know, how do I think about a title that matches perfectly here? Let's really optimize the meta title and, you know, for SEO and get links with it, you know. That was not my thought process when I released this last one. My thought process was completely around how can I distribute this via my network of people? How can I use this to build my email list? In the moments I was thinking about meta titles, that was primarily not even for Google as much. It was more for social sharing to make sure that those popped up and were optimized for social network shares. It is not something it's not an industry I'm regularly staying educated on. I don't follow any SEO blogs. And maybe this is, I'm sure there's people thinking, wow, Andrew, you could have, you know, thanks. This could have been an episode that would have been cutting edge 3 years ago. But I think that most people know that this ship has sailed. And I don't know, I'm sure there's some people out there, but I'm sure there's some people too who have kind of been just say it ain't so, like hoping that there's still some, you know, some returns there. And I think it's a poor ROI decision in the future. So where to redeploy is going to be very different for a lot of people here. I'm going to just not spend a whole lot of time here, but other options. I already talked about how I'm thinking about some of this from an audience perspective. I know, you know, one person I mentioned who still thinks maybe there's a little bit of hope in SEO, but it's been a huge hit for them. They look at YouTube as their primary channel. It's almost entirely replaced the traffic they've seen from organic. When you think about long ball plays, that's one of the things I love about SEO. Where are those left? I think they're kind of more old school, right? Like word of mouth, community reputation, slow compounding, product quality. I mentioned this in my episode recently about what I learned at our event for 8 and 9 figure owners. Product quality has always been important. I think it's just getting exponentially more important as it gets harder to hack distribution and attention. Paid traffic, 97% of stores are using it as of our last big trends report. It's just the world we live in now. So get good at it, figure it out, make sure you're using it very judiciously and carefully, and you're not, you know, you're thinking through contribution margin, you're not just juicing your revenue to feel great, but you're actually using it intelligently. Earned owned media, you know, I've been spending more time on landing pages, on content that is not primarily intended to rank in the SERPs, but that hopefully can be distributed more. I actually spent the last 2 or 3 days working and going deep on a really cool proprietary content tool which I'll be talking about more later, building that with Claude Code. That's been a really fun project. Email, social. I've also resisted the urge to be on the social treadmill for a while, social media treadmill. But man, the fact is, like, that's just where a lot of people spend their time and get their news and where their attention is. And as sad as I hate to say it, that's something that increasingly you have to be thinking of. It's been that way for a long time, but especially if you're not going to do SEO. And when you get to, like, you know, optimizing for the LLMs, there's a bunch of acronyms for this. That is the new SEO. And I think, you know, in terms of how you can doctor that and optimize for that, I think the jury is still out on effectiveness there. But if I was going to optimize, if I was going to reallocate, the closest thing you can reallocate SEO to is optimizing for the LLMs. And so as I think increasingly through distributing content, especially on our own site, I'm going to be thinking through, we've got some great content in Ecom Fuel about that, some experts that have shared things. We'll link up to that in the show notes if you're a member. But that's obviously a place where it makes a ton of sense to spend time. So in closing, you know, I bet $800 a month when I could not afford it, the SEO is going to work. I sat in a cabin in Arizona and watched 80% of my organic traffic vanish overnight. And I spent the next 2 or 3 years rebuilding to optimize for SEO. For a decade, SEO is dead was this thing that just, you know, would come up every year or two. And I never believed it. I never subscribed to it. I always gave people a hard time who were shouting that out. But this time, I think the wolf showed up. And if you're still allocating real money to SEO out of habit or hope, go look at your numbers. Prove me wrong, but I think it might be time to move on. It's been a great run. Rand, thank you, sir. Andy, thank you, sir. Pioneers in the industry. To everyone who can remember guest posting in private blog networks and asking people to update their anchor text and page rank sculpting. If this is resonating with you all, we lived in a beautiful time of the internet. And hopefully we can mourn a little bit, remember the good times, and move on. Forging What Matters. A few weeks ago, I had just landed in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the Seller Summit conference. And I was famished. I had come cross country. I skipped lunch because I had a tight connection. I was famished. And I was deeply craving some seafood. Coming from Montana, that's not something that we really specialize in. Yeah, not really our jam. ChatGPT pointed me to the spot by the water. So I headed on down, pulled up in my Uber, and my heart sank because the place did not look like a restaurant that was going to give me a wonderful fresh seafood dinner. It looked like a pool supply company that had seen better days. And as I'm wondering if I had the wrong address, was there even a restaurant there? I made a decision, heck, I'm here, I'm short on time, let's do this. So I went inside and get seated outside of this windy table, one of those tables that, you know, like the table's not quite flush and you take a napkin and to kind of shim the bottom so you're not, you know, feeling like you're on a boat the whole time. Waiter shows up, matter of fact, not super friendly, not mean, you know, just kind of direct, your average waiter that you would be able to forget almost instantly. Fish sandwich came out that I ordered reasonably fast, reasonably priced. And then the entire universe inverted because I had the best fish sandwich of my life. The kind where you debate ordering three more and just turning yourself into an absolute pig because you're never going to see these people again. And this food is so good. But as good as that sandwich was, the thing that stuck with me throughout that weekend was the waiter. I've worked in restaurants before. I'd like to think that I'm not one of those overly picky people, understand the space, seen a lot of servers in action. But this man was operating at a different level. He was a man on a mission. He was walking briskly. You knew he had things to do, but every time he would pass, he would suddenly make eye contact, make you feel like he wasn't hurrying, ask you if you needed anything. And even though you knew he was in a hurry, if you did, he'd stop, calmly take care of it, and then continue on. Never intrusive, never lingering. I never had to flag him down though. And the gap between me thinking I wanted something and him appearing was usually about 15 seconds. That fish sandwich was amazing. The service was way better. And the other night, I took my family out for dinner on Friday night, partially because we didn't want to cook, partially because my daughter did something, you know, really brave that day. We wanted to go celebrate. And we went out to a spot, ended up walking around, picking a restaurant. And just, you know, happenstance that the vibe in this place was very different. It was kind of a fancier place, not crazy off the top, but there were no other kids in the whole restaurant. You know, a few people generally were dressed up. And as we walk in, my kids are like, I don't feel kind of weird and out of place here. We get seated and the waitress could read that instantly. And she came over, started interacting with our kids. She was genuinely excited to see them and she was enthusiastic. Even though it was a fancier place, you know, she immediately recommends to the kids, hey, we've got this great pink lemonade that you would love. Would you like it? Turns out I should have ordered that instead of my adult, you know, wine that I had. It was so good. She was just friendly, made the kids feel welcome and at home, and took the stodginess out of the room. Totally different personality from the Fort Lauderdale guy, but the same underlying thing. She was paying attention. She read the room. She was deeply empathetic for what the table needed. You know, us feeling welcome, especially our kids feeling welcome. And she met that need from an empathy standpoint. The Fort Lauderdale guy read, hey, this guy just got off an airplane, doesn't want to chat and tell his life story, but wants a good meal. And she read, these kids feel out of place and need to be welcomed. Same muscle, very different outcomes, but the same core value of just deep empathy. So great service isn't a personality. It isn't a script. It's not fancy packaging or design. It's just deeply paying attention and anticipating what someone needs. And this goes well beyond restaurant food, right? Like this applies to our life, our relationships, the products that we sell. The wrapper rarely matters as much as we think. The attention, the service, and the empathy is what's most critical. And if you happen to find yourself in Fort Lauderdale with a little time to kill and feeling peckish or just downright ravenous, check out Southport Raw Bar. Probably won't impress at first blush, but I promise you won't be disappointed. A final note before we wrap up. E-com growth, as you may know, consumes cash. And it does faster than most people plan for, especially if you're growing. So if you're scaling hard and you haven't gotten intentional about your cash position and cash forecasting, now is the time before you enter crisis mode. And the Financial Mastery series from Econ Fuel covers this, how to grow without hollowing out your balance sheet, when and how to start extracting capital, all the financial frameworks that operators at your level need. It's a free course you can take at ecommercefuel.com/mastery. And if you're a 7 or 8 figure owner looking for a peer group, check out our community at ecommercefuel.com. Work hard, adventure often, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.